Next, our first feature. In June, the Evening News provided a celebration for 170 years of the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital. Emily's article is read by Mike Spivey.
On April the 3rd, 1854, the first young patients were admitted to Norwich's new Children's Hospital. Only the second such facility in England. The first was Great Ormond Street Hospital. The 12-bed hospital in Pottergate was named after the opera singer Jenny Lind, who was a significant benefactor. Known as the Swedish Nightingale, Jenny's worldwide level of fame was comparable to that of Taylor Swift today. So beloved was she that Norwich ground to a standstill when she performed concerts in the city in 1847 and 1849. With crowds lining the streets, church bells ringing and gun salutes. Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, paediatric consultant surgeon Richard England, is a keen Jenny Lind historian and is involved in a year-long programme of special events to mark the hospital's 170th anniversary. As soon as you go to the archives and start looking at letters that Jenny Lind wrote, you get drawn in. It's such a fairy tale story, he says. She had quite a harsh, poor upbringing. Her mother was always trying to scrabble around for money. Her grandmother picked up on her musical abilities and, just by chance, she was heard singing and went off to a theatre school. She became famous across Europe. And when she came to England, what Richard describes as Jenny Mania ensued. I'm not exaggerating, she was bigger than the Beatles for her time and age, without social media and TV, says Richard. The whole of Norwich was looking out for her and cheering her on. Jenny was welcomed to the city by Bishop Stanley and his family and stayed at the Bishop's Palace. She was very religious and wanted to use her musical gifts for the good of the people in a charitable nature. And that's what happened in Norwich, Richard explains. She sang three concerts, then she came back 2 years later and sang for charity. And that money, a lot of money, was raised. Then it just sat somewhere in the city vaults and no one knew what to do with it. Inspired by the newly opened Great Ormond Street Hospital, it was decided to use the money to open a specialist children's hospital in the city. It started with a small band of nurses and a matron, and shared with the midwifery unit, says Richard. In its first year, it admitted 51 patients and treated 275 outpatients. Meticulously kept records show that some pioneering and innovative work was carried out by the hospital surgeons, even including neurosurgery. From Pottergate, the hospital moved to Unthank Road. The Coleman family provided the land and helped start the fund for the new hospital to be built. In 1975, the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital became part of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and then, in 2001, the new Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital opened in Colney Lane. Researching Jenny's life and legacy has been fascinating for Richard. Having become a huge star in Europe, Jenny's fame spread across the Atlantic, where she performed concerts for P.T. Barnum. She appeared as a character in The Greatest Showman, but from his research, Richard feels that a certain amount of artistic license was taken. I think she was a lot more modest and humble than that made her out to be, he says. A lot of her biographies say she didn't like the limelight, but she felt the obligation to use her musical gifts for the good of the people. Most of the concerts she performed in America were for Barnum, but in between, she would perform for charity, and America really remembers her fondly. There's lots of places named after her still. The City Archives hold a treasure trove of documents and letters relating to Jenny Lind's relationship with Norwich. She visited the city twice more, which was recorded in the hospital's visitor's book, and successive generations of her family have contributed their support. At the Forum, they keep the actual concert programmes, and at Norfolk Record Office, you can hold letters that Jenny Lind wrote, which really touched me, says Richard. The year of celebrations to mark Jenny Lind Children's Hospital's 170th anniversary started in April with an orchestral gala at St Peter Mancroft Church, including an appearance by The Crown actress Emma Laird Craig, who is a direct descendant of Jenny Lind. And now, based largely in the West Block of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the Jenny, as it's affectionately known, cares for premature babies of only 22 weeks gestation up to 16 years old. And services today include an emergency department, assessment unit and day ward, along with 33 paediatric inpatient beds in Buxton Ward, 12 neonatal intensive care beds and thousands of outpatient appointments every year.